sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning. You're listening to On the Move. Becky Ivins is not in this morning. You probably knew that when I spoke. She is in New York City doing some commercials with a friend of hers, Barbara Corcoran, from the Shark Tank. So we may hear from her today, but I don't know for sure. We have a friend here who is from Therese and Ryan's Heat and Air Conditioning. He'll be taking questions, and his name is Todd Rines. Todd, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Very good. I understand you're an expert in the heat and air conditioning business.
I've been doing it a long time now.
Are you ready to take some questions?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. If you have any questions out there, listeners, be sure and call in and ask Todd, and he will be able to answer those questions. How long you been in the heating and air conditioning, Todd?
Let's see. I started actually went in the Navy and started working on chillers and boilers and some refrigeration stuff. But then in 1994, I got out and started working with my stepdad, Don Treese, so about 25 years now, going into the 25th year.
Wow, that's quite a bit of time. 25 years for you?
Just for me, yep. Don actually started the company in 1978, and he retired at the end of last year.
So can we call you an expert in heat and air?
I wish you would.
All right. Mr. Rines, how long has your company been in business?
Like I said, Don started the company back in 1978 and had a good foundation for it. And when I got out of the Navy, started working with him, and things just progressed from there. And he had brought me on board and offered a partnership. So since 1978, we've been around.
Quite a while. Well, let me ask you some questions. Some of the listeners may want some information here from you. It's really important that we inspect our heating and air conditioning system at various times of the year. Can you tell us when we should do this and why?
Well, it's important to have it professionally maintained and, you know, cleaned and tuned up twice a year. Once in the springtime is a good idea to tune up the air conditioning system, and in the fall and early winter to tune up the heating system, and which is a good time right now, being that we're going into the heating season.
What's involved with a, say, this time of the year, a heating tune-up?
Right. Well, we'd come out and you check the furnace over. You want to get it good and cleaned up, but you want to make sure that the flame pattern is good. There's no cracks in the heat exchanger that could cause carbon monoxide poisoning. You want to check and make sure there is no carbon monoxide getting into the house. You want to make sure the flue system is good. And so we get it cleaned up, clean the flame sensor, check the amp draw, the motor, change the air filters, and just make sure that it's running properly.
Will this prevent some problems that may exist down the road with the heating and air conditioning system by having this preventative program?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's very important this time of year to get your heating system checked out, and yeah, getting it professionally tuned up and maintained can help prevent anything from happening.
What kind of problems can exist if you don't inspect your heating system?
Well, on a gas-fired furnace, you know, you got a flame down there, so it needs to be professionally tuned up and checked out every year to make sure you don't have any flame rollout that might cause a fire, or like I said earlier, if a crack develops in the heat exchanger, you can get carbon monoxide poisoning. It can be put throughout the house through the heating system, and it's a colorless, odorless gas. So you know, it's dangerous. So it's important to keep it in good working order.
Well, I would think with all the years you've been in business, you probably know what to look for. I've got to ask you something. Would it be a good idea to have a carbon monoxide identifier detector in the structure?
Absolutely, yeah. Particularly, I mean, it's good to have it in there anyway with the gas-fired furnace, but definitely if the furnace is over 10 years old, I would certainly recommend having a carbon monoxide detector placed in your house. It's a very good idea.
I almost monoxized myself here not too long ago in my motorhome. So, yeah, I left the door open and all the exhaust fumes entered. And after about 30 minutes, I went to stand up and I was pretty dizzy. And then it dawned on me what was going on.
Yep, and the same thing can happen in your house. If you get a heat exchanger that cracks or whatever, you just need to have it cleaned up and tuned up every year.
It's a silent killer, and it takes out a lot of people every year.
Yes,
many deaths because of that. How often should the air filters be changed in the residence or the commercial structure?
Well, there's several different air filter types on the market right now, and so it really depends on what type of air filter that you have at home. And most people, though, have a one-inch throwaway filter. And the fiberglass ones are the cheaper ones are the less expensive. So those probably need to be changed about once a month. But if you get a good pleated filter, you can probably go up to 3 months. It kind of just depends on the use, but I wouldn't let it go longer than 3 months with a pleated filter.
Is this something the homeowner could do themselves, or do they need to call an expert to make the change out?
Well, no, that's a good thing for a homeowner to take care of themselves. I mean, we change them when we come out twice a year, and we have some customers that just don't want to have anything to do with it, and we come out, you know, four times a year and change them for them. But a homeowner can certainly change your air filter, and it's an important part of keeping your system maintained. That's one of the most often overlooked things with the heating and air conditioning system, and it's really crucial to keep it clean so that air can move through there and things don't overheat.
So you recommend that the homeowner change it from one month to 3 months?
Every 1 to 3 months, depending on the type of air filter that they have. And some are washable, and some washable filters, those need to be washed out once a month, you know. So, but, yeah, a homeowner can certainly do that.
Well, to me, the heating and air conditioning system in my residence is something I don't understand very well, and I may need to call you out.
Well, we'd be happy to help you.
We'll be right back. Hello, folks. I'm Gary Thornton, and I'm sitting in for Becky Ivins. I hope I do a decent job. She is a regular expert. I'm just learning. We're here with Todd Rines from Treese and Rines Heating and Air Conditioning Systems, and he's a repairman, and I have some questions for him I'd like to ask him. I think we all know that the cost of our air conditioning system in the summertime is pretty high. What can we do to maybe reduce that cost?
Well, number one, it needs to be clean. That's one of the biggest problems of causing it to run so long and running the electric bill up, is that the outdoor unit is dirty and the air filters are dirty. And so that's why a spring tune-up is so important, or early summer. Get the air filter changed out, the outdoor unit cleaned up, you know, get the Freon level checked to make sure it's got the proper amount of refrigerant to cool the house down. Another thing you can do is invest in a high-efficiency air conditioning system. The higher the SEER rating, the more efficient the unit is, and the lower your utility costs are going to be. So,
what is the SEER rating?
The SEER rating is the seasonal energy efficiency ratio. So basically, like I said, they rate that. That's a government-mandated system, basically, and the minimum efficiency standard is a 14, and it goes up from there. And the higher the number, the more energy efficient it is. Naturally, as the number goes up, the cost of the equipment goes up, but the more that it saves in your utilities.
You'll get a return in your electric bill.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. I have a question. I've seen in some homes where they have the thermostat that's programmable. What do you think about that programmable system?
Well, I tell you, those can be very good for people that have a regular schedule where they're, both people are leaving and nobody's going to be home during the day, so you can set the temperature back a little bit while you're gone so that it doesn't try and heat the house, while nobody's there, and or cool it in the summertime. You can set it back about 5 degrees while you're gone and then have it turn on before you get home and cool the house down. But meanwhile, during the day when nobody's there, you're not wasting energy heating and cooling your home. So they're a good investment.
Are they difficult to program?
Some are more difficult than others, and there are people that just want, just give me a thermostat that I can turn up or down. And other people are more technologically advanced, and they don't have problems with it. But I wouldn't say overall they're too complicated to do. Once you get it set along with your schedule, you set it and forget about it.
I'm a foundation man. Would I be able to set my own programmable thermostat?
No. I'm just kidding. Sure. Like I said, they have instructions that come with it. It makes it pretty simple. And like I said, once you get it set for your schedule of when you're going to be arriving, you got 4 different settings: a wake time, a leave time, a return time, and a sleep time, so that you can set that for the different times of day that you want the temperature to go up or down, and you don't have to worry about leaving your house and have it left on 70 degrees in the summertime when it's 100 degrees outside and it's going to sit there and run all day on you.
We're talking with Todd Rhines from Rhines Heating and Air Conditioning. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call in. I'm sure he'll be glad to answer them. Todd, on the apps that I've seen on telephones where they can the dial into their home and readjust the thermostats on their heat and air conditioner and turn off their dishwasher and turn on their lights and let the dog out, what do you think about those?
I tell you, particularly for people that are really into using the phones and tablets and computers and that sort of thing, it's a real convenience for people to have that Wi-Fi capability. The thermostats can get a little bit more expensive, but I think as time goes on, that's going to be the way things go going into the future. I think they're a great invention. They work great, and it's just another way to control and automate your home. So I think they're a great idea.
What if you have the programmable thermostat and you've programmed it for when you leave for work and maybe to turn on at lunchtime when you get home and turn on in the evening when you get home? What if you're not going to be home at 5 o'clock? Can you reprogram this with the help of the app on the telephone?
Absolutely. That's one of the great things about it is if you have a programmable thermostat and it's Wi-Fi capable as well, and you're going to show up outside the normal program setting, and you know in advance, you can turn the thing on before you get home and have it start heating your house up in the wintertime so it's nice and warm when you get home, or have it turn on in the summertime so it's nice and cool when you get home. Or if, let's say, you left it on and you're headed on vacation, and from wherever you're at in the world, oh my gosh, I didn't leave my air conditioner running when it's 100 degrees outside. you can turn the thing and set it from wherever you're at.
Well, do you install these, and do you have any problems with the installation and people being able to operate the system?
We do install them. We've been installing them more and more. It's becoming more and more of a request from people to, you know, be able to do this remotely. We have no problem with the installation. It's really very simple. And, in fact, some of them, even the Nest-style thermostats that are becoming popular, people are getting and doing themselves. So we can do it, or people can do it on their own as a homeowner.
Do most heat and air companies use these systems, or just certain companies have these systems to install, or how would it work?
Yeah, I'm sure all heat and air companies. Now, though, like I said, being the wave of the future and more requests we're getting for this type of thermostat, yeah, it's becoming commonplace for all heat and air companies.
So if you don't consistently come home at 5 p.m., then you can readjust everything through that app and continue to save on your electricity and your heating and air.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you didn't want to use the program on the thermostat, you could just operate it remotely whenever you wanted. So it's really a great idea.
You're listening to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move on radio KTOK 1000. And if you'd like to call in, you can call in on 840-1000 or, I believe, star 1000. And we'd like to have you call if you have any questions. Todd, what do you think about insulation in the attic and wrapping your ductwork that's in the attic area where you can get to it?
Yes, that's one of the places most energy and efficiency is lost, is in the ductwork. And so it's very important, if it has the rigid metal-style ductwork, to be sealed up, whether it's with mastic or tape, and then to be insulated well with the good insulation with the vapor barrier to prevent heat loss or heat gain through the attic, and to prevent air from escaping. That's one of the main things that poor duct systems you have a problem with, is leakage. And with that leakage, instead of the air being used to heat or cool your home, it's being used to heat and cool your attic, and you're not getting the benefit out of it, and it's causing your unit to run longer. So, you know, having a duct system inspected and properly designed and installed is very important, along with keeping it clean.
Folks, if you have any questions, please call us at 840-1000. Todd will be glad to answer those questions. And he's an expert, 25 years experience, and he'd like to help you. Okay. Hello, Mark.
Hey. I want to let you know you're an excellent host and an excellent guest because, one, you speak slowly, and two, you can understand what you say. If you've ever watched or listened to most radio programs and or television programs, you speak so quickly, and numerous times there's people speaking over themselves that, you know, you just really can't grasp what they're trying to say.
Mark, right. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's okay. I got a bunch of rental houses with a bunch of heat and air units, and everyone's different, but everyone's the same. And eventually everyone gives me problems, but we get there one unit at a time. Okay?
Right.
What type of let me ask you a question, please, Mark. Mm-hmm. What type of maintenance program do you have in your rental properties to maintain the adequacy of the systems?
I don't have a maintenance program. I am the maintenance program. When I go in the rental property, I check all the filters, and usually the tenants call me when they're all clogged up and it won't work,
right,
which is okay with me. It works for me, so I don't have a maintenance program.
Yeah, as long as you
try and keep the outside coils clean best I can and keep the filters clean inside best I can, but I usually try and set it and forget it, but, you know, they come back to get me every now and then. But I don't mind, you know, it's just a basic maintenance stuff.
Okay, Mark. Well, we're going to have to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to On the Move, and we're talking to Todd Rhines, Rhines Heating and Air Conditioning. Welcome back to On the Move. Becky Ibens, of course, is not in today. She's visiting her friend in New York City. I believe they're making a couple of commercials, and that's Barbara Corcoran, I hope I said her name right, with the Shark Tank. So we'll be seeing her back here shortly.
Any word if she's going to go hang out with Kyler Murray if he wins the Heisman tonight?
I don't know if she will, but I know she would like to.
Yes.
She's a definite football fan, so... Yeah, she might be there. I don't know. We're talking to Todd Rhines from Trees and Rhines Heating and Air Conditioning Company, and he's answering questions here, and we're taking questions on KTOK Radio, and the number is 840-1000, 840-1000 or star 1000, and he'd be happy to answer your questions. And make them tough. He's a pretty smart fella, been in a long time, so make it tough. Todd, I've got a question. The UV systems that they have in the heat and air conditioning systems, and also the filtering system, electronic filtering systems to purify the air, are they any good, and what do they do?
There are really some really good products on the market, both for air filtration and the UV lights that kill airborne particles in the air. That's what the UV lights are designed to do. They help keep the system clean by killing airborne particles, mold, spores, allergens. And so people that have seasonal allergies, a really good electronic air filtering system is a great idea. And the UV lights help keep, you know, the air much cleaner in there and mold from developing. That's becoming more and more of an issue as these homes are built so tight nowadays with the foam walls and foam all up the roof line that houses need to breathe. And the ones that are tight like that, if things aren't done properly, you can have mold develop in the systems. And you don't want that. You don't want to be breathing that. So a good high-efficiency air cleaner and a UV light are both great ideas.
Well, I've had a tremendous amount of sneezing and coughing this year due to allergies, so I think maybe it'd be a good time for me to invest in a system like that.
Yes.
Are they easy to maintain? Do they last a while?
They last a good long time. Most the ones that we sell are the AccuClean model that American Standard makes, and they come with a 10-year warranty on the parts, so they're very reliable. They filter the air to 99.99% of any airborne particle that's in the air. They have to be clean. It has a pre-filter that needs to be washed probably every 1 to 3 months. And then the cells that are in there need to be professionally cleaned twice a year. But we do that as part of the annual maintenance agreement. But as long as they're professionally maintained, they'll last a good long while, and they'll really help keep your air cleaner in your house.
Are they a pretty expensive system to install?
Well, of course, cost is all relative, but, you know, they're going to be more expensive, obviously, than the standard throwaway filter. But you're getting a lot cleaner air in your home, and you're breathing a lot healthier air for you. So they're definitely not a cheap product, but once they're in there, you keep it professionally maintained, it's going to last a good long time, and you're not going to have to worry about going to, you know, one of the big box stores to get throwaway air filters all the time. It just needs to be kept clean. You'll have it there in your home.
Do you have a system in your home, Todd?
I do. Yeah, I do. We have an AccuClean system that was put in our house. We put it in, and the thing works great. Yeah, we've been very happy with it, and as long as I keep it cleaned up, it works great.
Well, do you keep it cleaned up, or are you like the shoe repair man and you don't have time for your shoes?
I tell you what, it's so true that with the business and staying so busy, sometimes the things at home do get neglected. But, no, it's important to keep it cleaned up, and because I know that in order for it to work properly and clean the air properly, it's got to stay clean.
Well, I think I'd like to look at a system like that for mine and see if it won't help my allergies. I'm getting a little tired. Do you find older people have a problem with the allergies more so than the younger people? Because I'm a little older, and this has just started not too long ago.
You know, I think every person is different, but it seems like you can tell sometimes when you walk in a house, particularly if you've got pets or you know, people are sneezing, you see those nasal sprays sitting around, you know that they've got seasonal allergies. And you talk to customers about it, and they bring it up too. And Oklahoma is just one of those places where seasonal allergies are an issue with the wind that blows everything in here.
Well, apparently I'm picking up some of those allergies with the wind because, first of all, my house leaks a lot of air from outside coming in, so I'm probably importing allergies. What about the ductwork? Is there a lot of allergies, spores, bacteria?
Yeah, that's
things like that gathering in the ductwork that can compromise your health.
Absolutely, that's a great question. That's something that a lot of people don't think about because it's one of those things that you don't see, so out of sight, out of mind type of deal. But so if your duct system has not been professionally cleaned, probably within the last 10 years or so, it would be a good idea to have that done, because just over time, all systems leak by the filter to some degree, and dust builds up in both the return and the supply air ductwork. And so that's why it's so important to keep the air filter changed regularly so that the air can get through there really smoothly and not have to work to try to get through there where it can bypass it and get into the duct system. But yeah, definitely things can build up in that duct system. It should be kept clean so that you can breathe healthy, you know. So if it hasn't been done in the last 10 years, I would highly recommend having the air system and duct system cleaned.
Who would the average homeowner call to have this done or have an inspection or however it's done?
Well, as far as calling a duct cleaning company, there's several companies out there that do that. We refer a couple of different companies throughout Oklahoma City that we've had good success with, whether it's Air Care Masters or Dirty Ducks. Both Marvin with Air Care Masters and Daniel with Dirty Ducks do a great job. So those are a couple. We don't do duct cleaning, but and as far as the inspection goes, we have video equipment that we can use to inspect the ductwork and tell what condition it's in.
That leads me to a question. We may or may not have time this segment for you to answer in total, but I'm in the foundation business, and many, many times I find ductwork under the floor that has separated, and then the residents may have a water problem and it enters the ductwork. And I know that in many cases the only repair is to go overhead. Is that a difficult and expensive situation?
Well, a lot of times, and that's a great point, water causes a lot of duct damage and duct problems. And so a video inspection will tell us that. And so, yes, you can go overhead, and there are some other options we can talk about when we get back from the break.
Well, we have a few minutes here to visit about this, but I have that problem at my house. I seem to have all these problems.
Well, going overhead is not the only option. And if you got a two-story house, it's going to make it difficult to go overhead. So with the video camera that we have, it also has a transmitter on the end of it so we can locate if there's an area that has a problem. Maybe you've got one or two fittings. Instead of going overhead, you can repair the fittings underneath the floor. And they've come up with systems that seal ductwork also now. So there's companies out there that are sealing the ductwork.
Well, I would recommend from my standpoint that people, whether they think they need it or not, have their ductwork inspected using a camera to identify problems. It also lets you know if you have moisture problems. You'll find the rust in the and sediment in the system, and I know I have it in my system. Well, if you ever got to my house, you'd make a lot of money, but then I'm broke, so I don't know how it's going to work, but I sure do need your services. Okay, we're gonna take a break now. You're listening to Oklahoma's On the Move. Becky Adams, Ivins is gone, but I'm here, Gary Thornton, trying to help her out. Welcome back. You're listening to Oklahoma's On the Move, and we're talking with Todd Rines here from Rines Heating and Air Conditioning Company, and we're looking for questions. So if you have any questions, please call us at KTOK 840-1000 or *1000. Let's make it tough so maybe we can stump Todd here. He's got most of the answers, but let's see if there's something out there he can't answer. So we were talking about cleaning the ductwork and the UV system and
inspecting it.
And what if you have a two-story house and your ductwork is shot and you have to do something different? Do we have to go through the floors and replace all the ductwork, or how do we handle that?
Right. It has to do with the construction of the house and really what the homeowner is wanting to go through to have it completed. You know, are they willing? If we can't use the stuff overhead, you might have to run it in such a way that a fur down is built in there, and that's going to be extensive, requiring, you know, sheetrock and framing and texturing and painting, and it's going to change the look of the design of the downstairs. So a lot of times, you know, that's not practical, or somebody doesn't want to do that. Well, then we do go underneath, and you have to jackhammer the floor out, dig the fittings up, and replace what's bad. But like I said before the break, with the new sealing systems that they have, a lot of times if you get it inspected with the video system, you can catch it where it's just starting to rust or something like that, and it hasn't actually broken a fitting down, and sand hasn't started to penetrate the metal fittings. They can put a coating in there to slow and stop the rusting process, and make sure that they don't deteriorate any further. So, you know, that's just one of the options with a two-story home.
In order to inspect the ductwork, you'd have to have a camera. And you just said you had a camera and a detector system. Is that pretty expensive to operate?
Well, the camera system, they're expensive to purchase. So
So I don't expect the homeowner's going to purchase one, but
exactly
what would it cost if a heat and air man went out there, guesstimated?
Right. To come out and inspect one zone, so you have one thermostat in your house, we charge $199 to come out and do a video inspection of the home, and that'll tell us the condition of the supply boots, the ductwork, the Ys that connect ductwork, the plenum that sits underneath the furnace and the coil. And really, if the house is built probably before 1995, chances are you've got transite duct and metal fittings that are connecting it, and really, you can do a basic inspection at your home. If you pull the floor register up, just take a look. And if you've got a metal boot right there that you can see, does it look good? Does the metal look good and clean to you? Or are you starting to see signs of rust and sand and stuff like that? Or are you having sand come out when the air conditioning or heating system comes on? That's a good indication that, hey, I'm starting to have a problem underneath there that needs to be addressed.
So we can look in the boot and pull the register off, look in the boot, and if it's rusted, that's an indication that we may have more problems, and that would be a good time to run a camera and check it out?
Exactly, yes. Sometimes it's just moisture that's caused those boots to start to rust and the sand come through, and the boots can be either re-sleeved or replaced. But definitely, if you're seeing sand or rust when you pull that floor register up, the system needs to be inspected by a video camera, because if you've got metal boots, then you're going to have metal fittings connecting the ductwork underneath there. And those are the things that you can't see without a video inspection being done.
Well, now, if I call you out to look into my ductwork, and I know I have a problem with mine, but if I was just an average Joe Blow and you were going out to inspect the property, are you going to try to sell me something even if I don't need it?
Well, no. I mean, absolutely not. We've been in business a long time, and we value our customers. Our customers have been very good to us over the years. We stay very busy throughout the year, thankfully. And really, I mean, if you have a problem, we want to address it, and we want to take care of it. We want to show people what's going on, but we have no need to sell something that you don't need or even don't want. You know, but generally, if somebody's calling you out there, they think they have a problem, or they want their system cleaned up, and they want to know if they do have a problem. So we just want to be honest and upfront with them. If you have a problem, here's what it's going to take to fix it, and then you can determine whether or not you want to get it fixed or taken care of or not.
But you have the film there. If we run the cameras, you'll have the film, and then the homeowner can see for themselves, or the homeowner's contractor can visually see the requirements.
Exactly. Well, we have a DVD system, so if we take a video inspection, it is recorded on a DVD that someone can use, and then also it shows up on the screen. So generally, when we're doing a video inspection, the homeowner's there or somebody is there, and if we run across a problem, it's going to be visible on the screen that you can see, and you'll know, you know, I want to get this taken care of. And with the supply plenum, that's another common problem that sits underneath the furnace and coil. It gets rusted out. It's made of metal if it's built, like I said, before 1995. And so the video inspection exposes those problems if they're there, and you come up with a game plan to repair it or replace it.
I have been in my business to homes that have had a plenum that was rusted out. Groundwater entered that plenum, and then it was distributed through the ductwork to various portions of the heating system, and that's a big indicator that you're having some kind of problem. You look in your duct; there's a lot of water in below the register,
right?
And that tells you have something's open.
Right, or you'll notice that the humidity level is going up in your home. You know, you'll start seeing some condensation on your windows, or you'll just feel a little more sticky than normal. And that water gets in there, and, you know, if that sits in there very long, then you have mold issues that develop. So water drainage away from the house is very important. You don't want that water getting in and penetrating your duct system, or if the condensate drain stops up, you know, that'll back up and get water into the plenum. And some of these older systems that have metal drain pans that have had water going in there over the years, condensation going in there, they start to rust out, and water starts getting in there that way. So it's important to have it visually inspected.
I have an upstairs heating system, and I had a problem that I thought rain was entering my lower ceiling downstairs, and come to find out it was the condensation line clogged up in the upper level, and all that water, it was heavy rains, and all that condensation that was removed from the air, all that water removed from the air was penetrating my ceiling downstairs because the system was clogged up.
Yeah, that's that condensate drain. Just over the years, gunk, you know, water going through there all the time, just algae and stuff builds up over time. And so it's a good idea either to, you know, if you've got a tea in it that's got a standpipe where you can pour a little bleach in it once or twice a year to help keep that cleared or have it blown out during normal maintenance. If it's been there for a number of years, it's a good idea to have that blown out to prevent that kind of problem from happening.
Well, it cost me quite a bit of money to get that taken care of, and I keep an eye on that now. It's I guess I learned a lesson. And, you know, another thing, I have been in houses where I find the floors have heaved up or a wall in the structure has heaved up, and I follow that back to a condensation line that's been blocked, and water's moving under the foundation, and it's actually expanding those clays. And it's I have one house that I'm thinking of in particular that's probably lifted the walls 2 to 3 inches. I told the man 20 years ago, I said, you have a problem with your condensation line. He didn't believe me. He didn't repair it. And then he calls me back 10 years later, and the house is elevated more. So you got to watch those condensation lines. It can cause a lot of expensive damage.
They really can. And not just that, you know, when that air filter gets plugged up and that air can't get through there, that's what I was saying earlier. It's so important to keep the system professionally maintained. If that air filter gets plugged up, then the evaporator coolers start freezing in the summertime, and then that water, when it thaws out, that ice, instead of the water going right into the pan, it overflows the unit and gets down into the ductwork that way. So just keeping your system professionally maintained and air filters changed frequently is a really, really good idea.
We're speaking with Todd Ryans from Ryans Heat and Air Conditioning Systems, or company, and this is Gary Thornton, and I'm trying to fill in for Becky Ivan, who is in New York, and she may be at the meeting tonight when the Heisman Trophy is given out. It would be like something she would do. I know she's a terrific football fan, and in fact, she has football gatherings at her home. So I hope Becky is safe in her travels, and we kind of miss her, and I hope I've not embarrassed her too much. We're speaking with Todd Ryans, who apparently is some kind of expert in the heat and air conditioning business. So we're going to go ahead and leave now, and we appreciate you listening. And you're listening to On the Move Real Estate Company, and we're talking to Todd Ryans. And
thanks for having me.
Thank you.